Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Without the Kills advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 540th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here is radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight is the new movie star, Mr. Kirk Douglas. But first, here is Real One. You know, men, the right shaving cream can make an amazing difference, not just in the ease and the smoothness of your shaves, but in the way your face feels, looks. Take Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it. Colgate Brushless will give you the grandest shave that you've ever known, even in colder and hard water. And you can prove it without any risk, because there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. It will, too, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
You see? That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream makes clean, close shaves so effortless that your face doesn't feel the razor. Instead, you get a smooth, sweet shave, and your face feels wonderfully comfortable after the shave. And what's more, Colgate Brushless spreads easy and goes further, saves you both time and money. So get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream and try it for 1 week. And if you're not satisfied with those wonderful shaves, just send that carton top back to me, Bill Stern, Kara Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get $1. Now, you can't top that. And remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 2, Profile of Stanislaus Kessel. Listen to the amazing story of a man named Stanislaus Kessel. A strange name? He was a strange man. A man who was no good. At the age of 12, Stanislaus Kessel got into his first fist fight. It didn't matter to Stanislaus that the other boy was 6 years older and twice as big, for Stanislaus sailed into the bigger boy and beat him up. Beat him up so badly that the other boy wound up in the hospital, and Stanislaus Kessel decided that he would become a professional prize fighter. Soon, Stanislaus was a big name in boxing. By the time Stanislaus Kessel was 18 years old, he was famous. Yeah, he was famous, all right. Famous for being the dirtiest fighter alive. Stanislaus Kessel was such a dirty fighter that his girl once said to him,
"Honey, why do you fight so dirty?"
"You keep your mouth shut or I'll shut it for you."
Yeah, this dirty prize fighter hated everybody, and everybody hated him. He pushed people around. He insulted girls. He lied. He cheated. And yet, despite all of that, despite the fact that he was the dirtiest fighter on record, on February the 22nd of 1908, Stanislaus Kessel, the dirtiest fighter on record, became the middleweight champion of the world. Yeah, this no-good fighter was the middleweight champion of the world. That is, he was the middleweight champion of the world until he was murdered. Stanislaus Kessel had insulted one person too many. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the story I've just told you is the true story of a heel. I said his name was Stanislaus Kessel, and it was. But you know this dirty fighter much better under his ring name. For Stanislaus Kessel became world famous as Stanley Ketchel. Ah, but the story of Stanley Ketchel, whose real name was Stanislaus Kessel, does not prove that all prize fighters have to be dirty. Let me tell you the story of another prize fighter, a boy named Izer Danilovich. Izer Danilovich was just as clean a fighter as Stanislaus Kessel had been dirty. In fact, Izer Danilovich became an intercollegiate champion through clean fighting. And that's the story of two fighters, Stanislaus Kessel, or Stanley Ketchel, as he was better known, a dirty fighter, and Izer Danilovich, a clean fighter. Why, then, should I link these two fighters, Stanley Ketchel and Izar Danilovich, together, since they were the exact opposite? This is the reason. When the movies decided to make the life story of Stanley Ketchel into a great motion picture, a picture that's now up for the Academy Award, a picture titled The Champion, the man that they chose to play the part of Stanley Ketchel, the dirty fighter, was Izar Danilovich, the clean fighter, who you know much better under his stage name of Kirk Douglas. And here he is in person, ladies and gentlemen. A fighter who fought clean in life and yet played the part in the movies of the dirtiest fighter in the world. The star of Warner Brothers Pictures, Mr. Kirk Douglas.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, I suppose it's true in a way. I was a fighter before I made the champion. That is, at St. Lawrence University, I used to wrestle. Matter of fact, I won the Intercollegiate Wrestling Championship. Oh, by the way, did you also know that I used to wrestle with a carnival? You know, I was the hero then instead of the villain. You know, the guy out in the audience that came up and wrestled with the villain. Got some of my best dramatic training that way. But, Bill, you know, one of the most interesting things that ever happened to me was how I got the pictures. You see, I guess I can thank a young girl that I used to know back in the days when I was a waiter at a restaurant while I was going to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. You see, this gal got to Hollywood before I did. Got to be very big. And one day on a train, she was talking to Hal Wallace about some young punk named Kirk Douglas, saying, "You've got to see this guy when you get to New York." So finally, Hal Wallace did get to see me. As a result of that, I got my first part in the picture, The Strange Love of Martha Irish. Oh, by the way, the name of the girl, I think you might know her, was Lauren Bacall. And you know, it's a very funny thing, Bill, that Lauren Bacall and I should wind up co-starring together in my next picture, Young Man with a Horn.
Thank you, Kirk Douglas. What a story there is behind that picture, too. It's the story of a musician. A musician who, even though he became the greatest trumpet player in the world, was always trying to play a certain note on his trumpet that he couldn't quite reach. That is, he kept on trying to play this one fantastic note until finally he lay dying in a flophouse, dying of acute alcoholism. And as he did lay dying, his friends sent for an ambulance, and as the ambulance was rushing to his bedside, this great trumpet player, who all his life had been reaching for one fantastic note on his trumpet, sat up in bed and screamed,
"That's it. That's it. That's the note."
A moment later, that trumpet player fell back dead, never knowing that the note that he'd always wanted to play, the note that he finally had heard, was the wail of the ambulance coming to take his body to the morgue. I'll be back in just a moment with a great story on sports and Broadway. But first, here's Reel 3 and Arthur Gary.
There never was a sweeter shave or a fairer proposition than this. As one buck cash says, Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Bill Stern, tell the fellas why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Isn't that the kind of shave you want? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. See how its light, fine texture helps prevent razor scrape. Lets you enjoy the smooth, clean, comfortable shave you've been looking for.
Tomorrow, get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's the shave of shaves, just send me back that carton top and we'll mail you your dollar. Address? Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Now, what could be fairer? Remember, there's one buck cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 4, Portrait of Show Business.
Because there's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Show business means Broadway. Broadway, the most fabulous street in the world, the street of dreams, the street of broken hearts. But did you ever stop to think of the great sports stories behind some of Broadway's great singing stars? For example, you remember a little girl whose husband was an auto racer? Her name was Marilyn Miller. Marilyn Miller, who made a song famous, a song called Look for the Silver Lining.
Look for the silver lining.
perhaps your memories of Broadway. You remember one of the greatest minstrel men of all time. He was such a great baseball fan that the New York Giants gave him a lifetime pass made out of gold. His name was Eddie Leonard. Eddie Leonard, who introduced a song called Ida.
Ida, sweet as apple cider.
And how about a little girl whose husband wrote the greatest baseball song of all time, Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Her name was Nora Bayes. And it was Nora Bayes who first sang Shine on Harvest Moon.
Oh, shine on Harvest Moon, up in the sky.
Ah, but how can we have a list of Broadway singing stars without including a boy who wanted to play professional basketball? His name was Eddie Cantor. And it was Eddie Cantor who sang.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a girl.
And everybody remembers one of the most beautiful singers that Broadway's ever known. A girl who owned her own racehorses. Her name was Helen Morgan. And it was Helen Morgan who sang The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong.
Ah, but perhaps the greatest star of Broadway. The man who hasn't been on Broadway for years. This star started a boy who went on to win 3 world boxing championships. The star's name is Al Jolson. And who can ever forget Al Jolson singing April Showers?
Oh, April Showers may come your way.
Ah, but let's not stick just to the Broadway stage. Let's go to the Metropolitan Opera House. There's a great singer there who got started on his musical career through boxing. His name is Lawrence Tibbett. And here he is speaking in person, the star of the Metropolitan Opera Company, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett.
Thank you, Bill. You know, that brought back old memories to hear you tell that story. Not only did boxing get me started on my career, but it helped to keep me in good physical condition.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence Tibbett. And speaking of the opera, many of our great operas have in them great ballets. For the ballet is one of the greatest branches of show business. There have been ballets for over 200 years. And yet the strangest story of the ballet is the story of the man who began the French ballet. His name was Sebastian Spinola. And not only did this man give the world the ballet, but he was the greatest ballet dancer that's ever been developed in France. Yes, Sebastian Spinola is the man who created the ballet. And he was the greatest dancer in the history of France. France's greatest dancer. Despite the fact that he had no legs. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same station, speaking from Chicago, where our guest will be the famous movie star, Mr. George Raft. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. And now until next Friday night at the very same time, when our guest will be the famous George Raft, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Colgate Shave Cream Mandelson is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelson with stories read. Ceramic grills and bikes, and you look so keen. You'll have a face both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Man, Bill Stern.
Bill Stern's latest Columbia sports short entitled Wrestling Champions is now playing the nation's theaters and will soon be seen at your local theater. This year's Red Cross program is the greatest in peacetime history. One of the many services is aid to men and women of the armed forces, to those in military hospitals, and to their dependents. Would you help extend this end to servicemen and all others who need Red Cross help? Give generously to your local Red Cross now. And be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Fun for the whole family with the Day in the Life of Dennis Day, followed by the Judy Canova Show.
Tomorrow, hear the most versatile young man in radio, Dennis Day, on NBC.